Severe problems in the housing sector contributed to the recession that threw millions of Americans out of work and out of their homes. Without jobs, they could not pay mortgages, so banks evicted families and tried to sell houses to recover the loan money. A glut of unsold homes pushed down prices, hurting homeowners, banks, and the overall economy. But now, the economy is growing again, and home sales are up, according to RealtyTrack Vice President Darren Blomquist, who spoke to VOA via Skype.
We saw a great bounce back in the housing market in 2013 in terms of home prices, home price appreciation, and sales.
Blomquist says prices rose as investors bought houses and families got back into the market. But he expects the market will improve more slowly this year. The president may talk about gains in the housing market and the improving unemployment situation in this year's State of the Union speech. When he took office, unemployment centers were busy and the jobless rate was headed above 10%. It took years for the unemployment rate to fall to the current 6.7%, which still leaves more than 10 million people out of work. 4 million of them have been jobless for 6 months or longer, which is worse than previous recessions. But recent economic reports show growth, construction, manufacturing, consumer confidence, and other important measures mostly improving. They also show the jobless rate headed down in the future. Aparna Mathur researches the economy at the American Enterprise Institute.
The long-term trend suggests that we are heading in the right direction. We might reach pre-recession levels of 5%, maybe over the next couple of years.
Many economists say presidents usually get too much blame when the economy goes badly and too much credit when things go well. The chief economist for the Associated General Contractors, Ken Simonson, says it is mostly private business rather than government that drives the economy. But he says things have gotten better on Mr. Obama's watch.
I'm sure that he'll take credit for the sharp drop in unemployment rates that we've seen in recent months and for the gradual but always positive change in jobs over the last 3.5 years.
But Simonson says the president's Republican rivals will certainly be quick to offer a rebuttal and point out that the jobless rate is still higher than what most Americans view as normal. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.